Mixed Day is brought to you by Pantai Hospitals. I've got Dr. Shankar Gunarasa, a consultant general and colorectal surgeon from Pantai Hospital, Aikaro, to talk to us about bowel incontinence. Dr. Shankar, what is bowel incontinence and why does it occur?
Bowel or fecal incontinence refer to a condition whereby a person is unable to control their bowel movements and this leads to involuntary passage of stools. It is important to realize that a bowel incontinence is not a diagnosis but a symptom of which there are multiple causes. Normal bowel movements is a complex system requiring different mechanisms working together in harmony. This involves the anal sphincters, pelvic floor muscles, stool consistency, rectal compliance, and neurological function. Abnormalities in any of these would result in bowel incontinence.
Now, I'd like to ask another question, but hold that thought, doctor, because we got to get into the music first. Dr. Shankar will be right back after this. Mixed Day is brought to you by Pantai Hospitals. We have Dr. Shankar Gunarasa, a consultant general and colorectal surgeon from Pantai Hospital, Aikaro, here with me. Now, Dr. Shankar, how is bowel incontinence diagnosed?
The first step in any evaluation of any medical condition is a thorough patient history check. This is followed by a physical examination of the perineum area to inspect for scars from previous surgeries, any perineal traumas, perianal fistulas, excoriation of skin, hemorrhoids, and other markers. Depending on the observations, your doctor may refer you for further diagnostic studies, which includes an endoanal ultrasound, which provides imaging of the internal and external sphincters to look for any defects. And anal rectal manometry determines the functional status of the anal sphincters and distal rectum. And MRI defocography is used to study any abnormalities in the anatomy of the pelvic floor. And finally, a colonoscopy serves to check the rectum for any inflammation and pathology that may impact stool consistency and rectal compliance.
Mixed Day is brought to you by Pantai Hospitals. I'm Fat Fabes, and I'm with Dr. Shankar Gunarasa, a consultant general and colorectal surgeon from Pantai Hospital, Aikaro. Dr. Shankar, what are the measures to manage bowel incontinence?
Therapy for bowel incontinence would depend on the results of your diagnosis and can be managed non-surgically, like for example, using bulking agents, constipating agents, and laxatives. Bulking agents absorb additional fluid and provides more solid stools in patients with mild chronic diarrhea. This is available in natural and synthetic forms. Constipating agents are useful for patients with chronic diarrhea and patients suffering from irritable bowel syndrome. Laxative regimes are recommended for patients with constipation and for patients who are suffering from bowel incontinence secondary to overflow incontinence. Behavioral therapy like biofeedback training and pelvic floor exercise are other options which are available.
Thank you, Dr. Shankar Gunarasa. Don't forget, Dr. On Call happens every Thursday, 3 p.m. right here on Mix.